I pray she be fine. My phone do too. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arterius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
I'm having a lot of trouble understanding you. It's very computer broken up, like it's a bad connection.
Is this better?
Not really, but let's try to work through it.
Yes, ma'am.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 additional. Well, we're going to say 7 additional charges to my credit card for a product under 2 different names. One is Amplify Active Body Care, and what was the other one? Amplify Focus Fit, Amplify Active Lifestyle. That's the 3 names that it's under. And I didn't approve of anything. These, I did order those gummies and the cleanse, and I can't take them. They make me vomit. So I'm looking to get a credit immediately because it also put my credit card over my balance.
Understood. I'll look into that for you. Can we begin with your zip code?
04572.
04572. Thank you. May I ask your name, ma'am?
Nicole, Nicole, Keating, Keating.
Thank you, Ms. Keating. Can you go ahead with your address for security purposes, please?
2513 Old Augusta Road, Waldoboro, Maine, 04572.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All right. This is going on. This is due to that Mighty Keto that was ordered. It was $6.97 and $7.97 for the shipping. Now, that one night, that $139 and that $129, I know that's what's at question, right?
The total of the order that I submitted, which was probably November 6th, what came up on my phone was like 50-something dollars. It might have been like 59, but it wasn't over 60. So these charges for 129 and 139 came out of nowhere.
All right, I'm going to explain them to you. See, once you got those products.
No, I don't want it explained to me because I want a refund of $569.85. That is every charge after the 6th.
All right, your address is that 2513 Old Augusta Road?
Yes. I
you, ma'am.
I want to put back on my credit card so that I don't have an overage fee.
I got you, ma'am. That's just the full amount of that product, and actually that's what you agreed to when you got these products. So I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I'm going to speak with my supervisor and see what we can do about the account, Ms. Nicole. Hold on 1 second,
Thank
ma'am.
You.
All right, you're welcome. All right, ma'am, I can get the account canceled. And she said I could do a one-time courtesy code of 50% to both of those charges and get it refunded to the account and cancel you out, ma'am.
How much would the cancellation, but how much am I being refunded?
Give me 1 second, I'll let you know. I'm running it right now. With that $139, that would get you $70.
No.
That's unsatisfactory.
Let me talk to the supervisor because I don't want to yell at you.
All right. So let me ask you this. What if she get it up to 75%? I'll ask her that to get you $104.98.
No, anything less than $569.85 will not end well.
I got to transfer you, ma'am. I can't do that.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on 1 second.
You have a great holiday.
You too, ma'am. Hold on 1 second. We'll get this taken care of. I'm going to transfer you, though, because I can't. It's out of my league right there. I place you on a brief hold. I'll be right back with you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
All right, I got you canceled out, ma'am. Now I'm just waiting on the line to open for me to get you straight through to a supervisor, or you won't be
Okay.
interrupted by an automated teller.
All right. Thank you so very much.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome. I'll make it as quick as possible and get you straight transferred. All right, Ms. Keating, thank you for your patience. I do have a line open to get you straight through to a supervisor. Hang tight for me for 1 second. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a good
Thank
day,
you.
but you're welcome, but don't hang up.
I won't.
All right.